Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
At this campus in a beautiful small town of Blacksburg, Virginia, a campus about 2,600 acres with 26,000 students. The officer there saying they're making no assumptions that this is still very much under investigation. However, he said he does believe that the campus is indeed secure. Those are his words.
Okay. This is real rap, real talk. Listen, everybody wanna glorify murder, kill somebody get shot.
2 years and one day ago on April 16th, 2007, Sing-Hoo Cho shot and killed 32 people and himself at Virginia Tech using two guns he had purchased at gun shows. While his, quote, documented history of mental illness, unquote, should have kept him from buying a gun, the records were never forwarded on to the National Background Check System. 8 months after the tragic Virginia Tech shootings, House Resolution 2640 was introduced, which both the United States House and the Senate approved. It became law with President Bush's signature on January 5, 2008. H.R. 2640 mandates improvements in states reporting to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. In order to halt gun purchases by criminals, those declared mentally ill, which was the case with Chow, and other people prohibited from possessing firearms, it authorizes up to $1.3 billion in federal grants for such improvements. Both the anti-gun Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the pro-gun National Rifle Association supported the legislation. It was the first gun control legislation passed by the United States Congress in over a decade. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Listen, everybody wanna glorify murder, kill, till somebody get shot, but these people still will continue to label guns as society's weapon. What happened to Mondo?